another edition of the show. This is With Grid Eye Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers, and my website that I run, my alternative news website, is roguegovernment.com, and I encourage you to check it out. Lots of news and information that's up there pertaining to our fight against this criminal enterprise known as the federal government and the New World Order. So I strongly encourage you to check out my website. Now, what's going on right now is the South Carolina GOP debate, and I had the opportunity to watch the first hour of it. And clearly, the establishment media is pulling out all the dirty tricks. And they've, unfortunately, I mean, they brought out the whole 9/11 issue. They specifically asked Dr. Paul in the debate about his association with people who want the truth about 9/11. Like, that's such an awful thing. Well, we all know the 9/11 Commission Report was a complete farce. And it's just frustrating that they tried to use this issue to wedge people who legitimately support Dr. Paul. Fortunately, I think he handled it pretty well. I think he made the Fox News cronies look like a bunch of asses. And if we get the clips, we'll see if we can play them. If not, we'll definitely play them on tomorrow's show. But man, it's clear that the deck is so stacked against Dr. Paul. It's very difficult to say where this is heading. But just as long as he can stay out there and keep preaching the message of freedom, of liberty, of not policing the world, the better off we'll be. But, I mean, I tell you what, there is no question. These people are going after him with everything they got. There was a whole piece on CNN when they brought him on talking about these newsletters with these so-called racist comments. I mean, it's totally absurd. And then, of course, as I mentioned in this debate, they bring up the issue of, oh, well, gee, 9/11 truthers are supporting you. And then there's another exchange later on in the debate about the incident in Iran. And unfortunately, I wish he would have handled it a little better. I mean, you had this character, Giuliani. Every time Ron Paul tries to make a point that is based off the truth, you hear this guy laugh. Look, I don't think the incident in Iran, people dying, are funny. I don't think that's funny at all. And you have Rudy Giuliani making a big joke out of it. I'm sick of this guy. This guy is a total and complete criminal. You look at his track record with 9/11. Oh, he claims that, oh, I'm the 9/11 candidate. I know how to deal with this war on terror. Meanwhile, he threw all the victims in the garbage. That was a story that came out in the Associated Press. No, we can't recover the body parts. No, we're just going to put them in the dump. And he went right along with the EPA and let all those rescue workers die. He let them die. The guy's a complete scumbag and criminal, and he's up there laughing. When Dr. Paul gets up there trying to spread the message of truth and what's really going on, and he thinks it's funny. That man is a complete scumbag. He's a criminal. He should be put in prison, if not worse. So I'm a little pissed off right now, but if you saw the debate, I'm sure you'd be just as pissed off. It's totally unacceptable. Our whole government has been completely co-opted. We got a bunch of criminals running for president. We have one guy up there that's trying to tell the message of the Constitution, of liberty, of freedom, and what's really going on, and they're laughing at him for doing it because this is a criminal enterprise. These people are running for the position of president of Slavery Incorporated. And it's an absolute complete joke. So we're going to cover what I saw in the debate in the first hour. If you have any comments on that, please feel free to call in. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, welcome back to the show. And what we're going to be talking about this segment is the South Carolina debate that's currently taking place right now. We have the Republican GOP debate that's taking place in that state. And my goodness, I saw the first hour of this thing. It's so frustrating just watching these people. I am so angry. I'm so angry at the media. I'm so angry at our government. I'm so angry at these other candidates. They're a bunch of traitors. Every single one of those people on stage, besides Dr. Paul, are compromised in some fashion. And I'm sick of seeing these criminals get up there with a smug look on their face, acting like everything is just fine. And they keep spewing all this BS rhetoric and talking points, and it's nothing to do with reality. It's all fake. Just like these Democrats. Oh, Barack Obama. What do we have? Change we can believe in. And then, oh, what's Hillary Clinton? Oh, change with experience. What a bunch of crap. This means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. And people continue to buy this? There's no substance behind any of this stuff. All that matters is this. If you get more freedom or you get more tyranny, that's the paradigm. And these people think that because, oh, we got somebody who is a member of the Democrat Party, oh, they're gonna change things. These people all work together. They're members of the same think tanks. It's all a big joke behind the scenes, and the media supports it. They don't investigate any of this. Why do you think there's never been an investigation into the Federal Reserve System or the big banks? That's because the big banks, back in the 1920s, started to buy up all the media. They started buying up the major newspapers. The media is all controlled. It's all a lie. I don't get paid a dime to get on radio and talk about these things. That's because I'm telling the truth. If they paid me, I'd be lying because I'd be lying for somebody. And I'm tired of these hacks, all these debates, asking all these skewed questions to make Dr. Paul look bad. It's obvious what they're doing. They're deliberately going out of their way to attack Dr. Paul because he's the only one who isn't bought and paid for and compromised by this whole system. Now, I have to settle down, but I'm really upset about this. I'm just tired of this. I've seen this happen for six straight months. We have all this craziness going on with the election up here in New Hampshire. And I'm sick of it. The whole system has been co-opted. I know this isn't anything new to the people who listen out there. But for the few of you who are listening, who just tune in for comedy relief or whatever it is you do, why don't you start doing some research and look at what's really going on? Because it's going to affect you very, very soon. The economy is unraveling right now. Look at the gold price. The gold price is almost at $900 an ounce. You think that's good? That's not good. That means the monetary system is falling completely apart. So that's fine. If you want to stand in a population-controlled breadline and go to these FEMA camps that will be provided for you after the economy unravels, then feel free to do so. But I am not going to be part of it. And my goodness, I mean, this whole debate in a nutshell, granted, I can't see what's going on right now. I'm not going to be able to see the last half hour of this debate. But what I saw in the first hour was absolutely disgusting. And it continues. And I just hope this isn't the last debate that Dr. Paul can get into. They better continue to let him into debates. And we need to have strong showings for Dr. Paul in these upcoming states. Because we need him to continue getting up there and spreading the message. He needs to be one of the last three or four, at the very least, up there debating these clowns. We need people to start learning about the Federal Reserve System. Now they're getting screwed by it. That's one of the main things that people need to be educated on. They need to know about government-sponsored terror. I mean, there's a report that just came out that said that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was completely staged. It was faked. And these are from NSA documents. The American Free Press did a report on it. And these people are saying, well, this incident in the Strait of Hormuz, we might have to escalate things, and this is really horrible. And the Republican Guard, they're a terrorist group because we said so. It's a big joke. I mean, just use some common sense, people. Our Navy, these big destroyers and warships are over there. You think you're going to be threatened by a couple speedboats? And there's all sorts of questions about if the audio and video was faked by the Pentagon in order to escalate this whole situation over there. This is disgusting. We are over there. We are in the seas around their land. And we're saying that they're provoking us? This is insane. Now, fortunately, one good thing that Ron Paul did is that John McCain challenged Ron Paul on what he was saying about the war. And Ron Paul shot back saying, well, gee, this guy over here, he's made statements saying that, it's okay to be in Iraq for 100 years. Then McCain shoots back saying, it's the American casualties that I'm more concerned about, not the length of time. What sort of rhetoric is that? Does that mean you support perpetual war? Does that mean you support what was depicted in Orwell's novel? That man is insane. And the fact that he got the most votes in New Hampshire? You've got to be kidding me on this. I don't see how all these people could possibly support this man unless there's something funny going on with the voting machines. And if the American people and the people in my state are that stupid, then we deserve all this tyranny that's coming down on us. This is absolutely disgusting. Now, I'm just so angry right now. I am so upset at what's going on in this debate. And, honestly, I wish Dr. Paul would have done a little better responding. I can't criticize the man. He's doing the best he can. But the whole deck is stacked against him. And this is live television. They're throwing all these dirty tricks at him. And so far, he's handling it fairly well. But it's just frustrating. They don't even give the man a fair shot. I mean, on CNN, they got this story up right now. Let me just bring it up, actually. It's like on the top of CNN.com. Well, actually, they just removed it. but was up there for a few hours talking about Ron Paul's racist remarks. Dating back to his newsletter. And that's ridiculous. That's like saying, okay, the publisher of a newspaper or a magazine is responsible for every single piece that's put in the paper or magazine. We know for a fact that the president and publisher of different newspapers, magazines, what have you, they have editors underneath them that approve stories. That's the way it works. So they can't be 100% held responsible for every little piece that gets put in their newspaper or magazine. It's ridiculous. Because things have to be delegated. That's the way a business works. I mean, geez, if we held Rupert Murdoch accountable for all the crap that was put on Fox News, he probably should be given the death penalty. Or put in prison for all the crap they spewed out there on Fox News. All the propaganda. And all the garbage they keep putting out there on a daily basis. Some of the crap they put on that network just disgusts me. Fox News, fair and balanced. It's unfair and unbalanced. Because everything they put out there is the opposite of what they're saying it is. My goodness. One of the candidates, I think it was either Romney or McCain, they actually said that the economy is doing well. Like, are you kidding me on this? In this debate, they said, oh, the economy is doing well. Well, gee, what planet are you living on? I mean, America is being sold out by foreign interests right now. We're seeing a huge consolidation in the banking industry. You got the subprime mortgage crisis. The dollar is being devalued. Look at the price of gold and silver, for Pete's sake. We have a dollar crisis. People's wages are not keeping up with the inflation. And these people refuse to look at what's really causing this. That's a Federal Reserve System and their corrupt practices. And hey, guess what? Guess what? Ben Bernanke wants to cut interest rates even more. The only solution they have for this is to throw more money into the market. And that's going to cause a further devaluation of the dollar, and it's going to rob us blind. So the only man with any sort of solutions to solve the problems that face us right now is being laughed at by this criminal, Rudy Giuliani, on stage, and mocked by all these other clowns that are trying to run for president of Slavery Incorporated. They're just getting out there trying to say, oh, look, I'm the most evil person out there. You should put me in there for the Republican nomination. These people are all a bunch of criminals. I can't stand any one of them. The only man that's up there that's doing anything substantive is Dr. Paul. But anyway, we have a call. John in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hi, Lee.
How you doing, sir?
Man, I know this stuff drives you through the roof. It does me too. But here's the thing. If they're pulling this kind of crap now with the race card and everything like that, we've got them on the ropes, I think. That's why they're getting ready to collapse this economy and pull the house down around our ears. They are running scared at this point.
Well, you might be right. Because, I mean, a lot of this warmongering that's going on over there, I think it's out of weakness, not strength.
But, I mean, those two speedboats against a destroyer, give me a break. And then you hear the voice on the radio, I'm coming to get you. And there's no influx, no kind of accent, no nothing. It was as clear as anything. Everybody knows that they're going to try another Gulf of Tonka. They're going to try anything that they can to pull attention away from this.
Oh, absolutely, John. It's a complete farce. And John, stay with me on the other side. We have to break, but I want to talk a little bit more about this. We'll be back right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm joined here with John in Tennessee. And John, do you want to finish up your point about the Iranian speedboats and the Gulf of Tonkin situation?
Yeah, like I was going to say, they are going to do anything and everything they can to pull out the stops to get our focus off of Ron Paul and to get everybody's attention away from what is really going on here. And that is Ron Paul is just kicking everybody's ass right now, and they are running scared. Now is the time to stick together even tighter and keep moving forward, forward, forward.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, these people have made me really, really upset. I'm going to redouble my efforts. You know, I'm sick of seeing this crap and filth that's put out there on Fox News. I mean, is Rupert Murdoch even an American citizen?
No, he's Australian.
I'm not sure if you know the answer to that question, but I think we should seriously consider deporting him after I'm seeing all this crap out here in this debate. What do you think about that, John?
After we strip him of his assets, because he got them all here.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, this is not a fair debate. They haven't had a fair debate, each one they've held. They shouldn't even have the privilege of holding a presidential debate.
I haven't had a chance to see this one, but I've been reading the chat room and everything else like that, and it seems like what's this about them asking Paul to drop out? What are they going to do next, shove a gun in his face at the next one he shows up to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, what sort of question is that? Are you electable? I mean, they're not asking anybody else that. It's a joke. It's a complete joke.
Oh, these people make me sick.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I can't wait to get the clips of the debate up, and we're going to analyze that stuff tomorrow in great detail. I mean, I just cannot believe the dirty tricks these people continue to pull out. And you notice that all the dirty tricks came out right around the New Hampshire primary. You had the newsletter stuff. You had that article from the New Republic. And now this debate. And I'm just so frustrated and infuriated right now. Ugh. You know, I got to maintain some sanity here, but I am really upset.
You know, we both better calm down or we're going to blow out our pyloric valves. You know that?
I
hear
you,
John.
I'm
going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, guy.
All right. Thanks, John.
You too.
Appreciate
Bye.
The call. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, I'm just going to have to take a look at the clips and analyze this thing. But clearly, Fox News, they haven't had one fair debate. They excluded him from a key forum that they held right before the New Hampshire primary. And it's just totally ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. Clearly, the media in this country has been totally co-opted. You have the government and the media working together, and it's all part of this big criminal enterprise. And anybody that tries to come in there and disrupt their little criminal enterprise, they immediately jump on them. And that's what's happening to Ron Paul right now. But I have to give Ron Paul credit. I mean, he's getting out there. He's put himself on the line, and he's doing whatever he can to help defend the Republic. Because these criminals that are up there, they do not represent America. They do not represent the foundation of this country. This country was not built on policing the world, getting involved in the internal affairs of our nations. It wasn't founded on any of that. It was founded on the principles of individual liberty, of freedom, the right of every individual to pursue happiness. That's what this country was founded upon. And these people have subverted that. And they're trying to convince everybody that we have to defend freedom around the world when it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with power. It has to do with imperialism. And what they do is they use the excuse that we're spreading freedom to invade all these countries, to take over resources, and to get power. Do you think the Iraqi people really have all this freedom? Do you really think they're free? Well, they're not free because we have a police state. We have a militarized police state over there. And anybody that resists the occupation of our foreign troops that are sitting over there, oh, they're terrorists. When they're just nationalists standing up for their country's sovereignty and their own freedom. I'm just so sick of this. McCain with his 100-year in Iraq comment. That's the same guy who was singing, oh, we're going to bomb Iran. He was actually singing this. Like, oh, that's such a fantastic idea. Let's just bomb in our country. First of all, we can't afford it. And second of all, the human cost would be off the charts. And I'm just tired of this. We cannot have perpetual war. We've been in Iraq longer than World War II. We've been in Afghanistan even longer than that. It's time we bring the troops home and we start focusing in on our internal infrastructure. There's a lot of soldiers and a lot of veterans that have been wounded and hurt and injured, and they're not getting the appropriate medical treatment from our government. And that's where the money should be spent. We shouldn't be spending billions of dollars on some dictator in Pakistan or subsidizing Israel. We should be taking care of our own soldiers coming back, end this war, bring everybody home, and start focusing on what's going on here. I mean, this whole security trust fund, this whole thing they talk about, there's no way anybody is going to get Social Security in my generation. That's a farce because there's going to be so much inflation. It's going to destroy the value of the dollar, of which is the monetary unit that the Social Security fund uses. Well, it actually really isn't a Social Security trust fund because it just goes into a general fund. But you see what I'm talking about. The government is going to go broke and they're not going to be able to pay all of these welfare programs. The Social Security system is just another tax designed to enslave us. It has nothing to do with helping people. If you want to really help people, you establish a free market economy. You establish a system that ensures that bad businesses, bad ideas, and bad concepts go out the window. And that's what free market enterprise brings to the table. But anyway, we have to break. We'll be back on the other side. We're going to get some more news, including this election fraud stuff. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back to the show. Before I go completely crazy, let me just read a word from one of RBN's sponsors. Onesti Investment Advisors. Do you need help investing your money? RBN sponsor Onesti Investment Advisors looks after your investments. Use Onesti Investment Advisors to invest for retirement, fund education, lower taxes, reduce investment risk, enhance return potential, increase retirement income, and protect against the falling dollar. Visit www.onestiadvisors.com or call 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Now, I basically spent the first half hour just talking about the South Carolina debate. I'm just completely infuriated. I'm so upset and angry at how our electoral process is being turned to a circus. And it doesn't look like that's going to change anytime soon, unfortunately. So we have to become the media, because these clowns, they're not going to do anything about it. They're just happy just collecting a paycheck and paid 6 to 7 figures just to lie to people. I mean, I'm really waiting for somebody in the established media just to start going off the deep end and start talking like Howard Beale did in that movie Network. That's what we need to have happen. Somebody actually tell the truth. And yeah, I know Lou Dobbs might be doing it to some extent. And yeah, I know Keith Olbermann might be doing a little bit, but they're not going all the way. I mean, I want to see somebody get up there on a live TV broadcast, preferably somebody on one of the like the big network news stations like NBC, ABC, and their nightly news broadcasts. Like, I see Katie Kirk, even her. I see Katie Kirk just going off the deep end, start talking about the New World Order. How everything's controlled and everything's a lie. That's what we need to have happen. But these people, they're just content to collect their paycheck and keep spewing all this crap to the American people. And it's all lies, it's all propaganda. You people make me sick. And what more do you need? You already got millions of dollars. Why don't you start telling some truth to the American people? And that goes for everybody in all these newspapers as well. Because when this economy crashes, you're going to suffer along with everybody else. So you might as well start fighting this system right now. But I'm getting out of control. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm getting mad, but I can't help it. Let's get into some of this election fraud news. Let's get into some of that. Apparently, Dennis Kucinich, this is just confirmed on his website, Dennis Kucinich is going to ask for a New Hampshire recount. Which is interesting. At least somebody is. And there's also this character, Albert Howard. This guy's quite the fella. He was one of the minor candidates that ran for president. And apparently, New Hampshire, all you need is $1,000 and you can put your name on the ballot. I mean, you should have seen the ballot. There's like 12 names on the Republican ticket. Actually, more than that. There's quite a few. Albert Howard was one of them. This guy is actually a 9/11 truther. He wants to abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, his views are pretty much right in line with a lot of people that speak out on Patriot Radio. So I thought this is kind of interesting. So he's actually going to try to challenge the vote up here in New Hampshire. Just so crazy. So this guy, I think he got me like what? What, like 20 votes or something? So he's going to ask for a recount, which is great. I think it's fantastic. So I guess the Granny Warriors, they're trying to raise some money for Albert Howard to officially contest the election. And I don't know how the whole thing works. I don't know if, I guess Dennis Kucinich, I'm assuming that he's just going to contest the Democrat election. And then you're going to have Albert Howard contest the Republican election. And there definitely should be a recount here. There's definitely a lot of evidence for fraud on the Democrat side. I mean, it's absolutely absurd to see polls that showed Barack Obama up by 10, if not 12% over Hillary Clinton. And then all of a sudden, a couple days later, Hillary Clinton pulls off a major upset and wins by 3% of the vote. And you look at the anomalies with the hand-counted votes versus the votes that are cast with the machines. There's a clear disparity there. And believe me, I'm not defending Barack Obama. I just heard that clown on C-SPAN, and he was saying how great national service would be in exchange for giving money for college education. So he's promoting incrementalism to national service, to national conscription. That scumbag. Oh, but he's for change. Change we can believe in. If you believe that stupid slogan and you go to his rallies thinking you're actually going to get something different, you are sorely mistaken and you are misinformed. I suggest you start doing your own research and you stop believing what these clowns say on the establishment media because they're liars. They're paid to lie to you. But let's get back to the recount. Dennis Kucinich is going to challenge the vote in New Hampshire according to his website, and as Albert Howard character that ran for president is also going to challenge the results on the Republican side. Now let's look at the Republican side. On the Republican side of the vote, you had a couple situations, a couple towns where the vote count was zero for Ron Paul. You have Ron Paul getting more votes in the hand-counted territories than he did with the electronic Diebold machines. And there's all sorts of questions with the people who program the Diebold machines. There's one company, and there's this guy that's part of the company, one of the higher ups who has a criminal record with narcotics and some other weird stuff. So there's a lot of questions here. So a recount will probably help answer these questions. Now, I'm not saying that Ron Paul probably won the state, because I don't think he did. But I think he definitely did better than Giuliani, and I think he could have gotten third or fourth place if the count was actually fair, if not higher. Because one thing I do not understand about what happened, you know, he could have even gotten second place for all we know. I mean, I just don't know how widespread the fraud is. But the one thing I do know is that it's an absolute joke that Ron Paul got 8%, 7% of the vote. Dennis Kucinich got, what, 1% or 2% of the vote? Mike Gravel got about 0%. When everybody in America, for the most part, 7 out of 10 Americans, are against the war. You think they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, who's going to continue the same policies of the Bush administration? I mean, she voted for the war. And the rhetoric coming out of her mouth, directed at Iran, is similar to the crap coming from George Bush. So when you have 7 out of 10 Americans in major polls saying that they are against the war, their votes are going to go for Ron Paul, Mike Gravel, or Dennis Kucinich. People are fed up with this. They're fed up back in 2006. They're not going to vote for a couple of warmongers. So there's some serious questions about the credibility of this New Hampshire primary, and a recount will answer a lot of these questions, hopefully. Of course, they may try to co-opt that as well. They tried to do that in Ohio. Oh, my God. All right, we got a call. Don in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, Ed.
Hello, Don, you there?
Huh?
Yes, Don, Hello? You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did we lose Don? I guess we lost Don. Well, Don, if you want to call back, feel free. But anyway, let's get back to this recount business. We definitely need a recount of the New Hampshire primary. We definitely... Yeah, I just kind of messaged happy hour. I don't, Who knows? But, we definitely need a recount of the New Hampshire primary. I don't think there's any question about that. I just don't see how... Or actually, I'm told Don's back. Don, are you back with us?
I am.
All right, Don, what's on your mind? Don, you there?
Yes.
All right, well, let's let Don go. I mean,
one second.
Let him go. He's stalling time. We don't have time for this. Just let him go. And we gave you two chances, Don. I'm sorry. I can't give you another one. Oh my goodness. But a recount in the New Hampshire primary is going to go a long way. So let's just see what happens with this. I mean, the fact that Kucinich is asking for a recount, I think, is encouraging. And the fact that this Howard character is asking for a recount is good, because that means Ron Paul doesn't have to go out and ask for one. And actually, Ron Paul actually issued a statement on his website and said that vote fraud is not beyond these people. And he's absolutely correct. That's a politically correct way of saying there probably is an issue with what's going on in the New Hampshire primary. There's also questions about the Iowa caucuses as well, and Bev Harris went over that. There's all sorts of stuff on my website. Just check out roguegovernment.com, and you can take a look at all of this information and digest it for yourself. Well, let's start getting to some of these other news stories. I mean, I could just go on and on about the debate, about the vote fraud, and all this other stuff, but, you know, I mean, unfortunately, we only have an hour worth of airtime, actually less than that with commercials, so I'm trying to run through this as fast as I can. Let's go through some of these other bizarre news stories that came out. Let's see here. Oh yeah, I got to talk about this one. This one deals with the economy, and I mentioned this in one of the earlier segments. Fed ready to cut interest rates again. And this one's from ABC. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke pledged Thursday to slash interest rates yet again to prevent housing and credit problems from plunging the country into a recession. The Fed chief made clear the central bank was prepared to act aggressively to rescue a weakening economy. Excuse me. We stand ready to take substantive additional action as needed to support growth and to provide adequate insurance against downside risk, he said. Now, this is just a bunch of mumbo-jumbo. Basically, he's going to slash interest rates, which is going to create more money out of thin air, because the bank's going to be able to lend out more money to more people. And it's going to facilitate a further slide in the dollar. And it's going to rob people of wealth because all their money is sitting in bank accounts. Hey, this is fine. If you got a bunch of gold, you got a bunch of silver, hey, Ben Bernanke is doing a great job for you because he is devaluing the dollar. That means the only thing that maintains value are tangible assets. But I just can't believe that the Federal Reserve is actually going to cut interest rates again. They should be raising interest rates to defend the dollar. The dollar has absolutely no credibility around the world. I mean, the Canadian dollar is worth more now. And tourist attractions in India, they're not accepting the dollar for anything. They're accepting their rupees over the dollar. The dollar is getting to a point where it is no longer the world's reserve currency. It became the world's reserve currency after World War II because most of the economies around the world were broken because of what happened in World War II. And the dollar was backed by gold. So everybody flocked to the dollar because it had some sort of backing. But then the bankers and the politicians, they got greedy. They just kept printing more and more money out of thin air. And then by the time 1971 came around, all these countries were exchanging their dollars for gold. They only allowed foreign redemption of gold. It wasn't really a true gold standard because they only allowed foreigners to accept gold for dollars. So the French, they started taking gold for their dollars. And that's one of the reasons why the French, they're not too favorable towards our country because we ripped them off. Richard Nixon closed the gold window in 1971. You'll have to dig up that clip. There's a clip floating out there when Richard Nixon actually announced this. He shut off the gold standard, shut off all foreign redemption of gold for dollars back in 1971, and pissed a lot of our countries off because, you know, there was an agreement, the Bretton Woods Agreement, that the U.S. dollar would be backed by gold. So we reneged on this agreement to pay out gold for our dollars in 1971 because we printed off too many dollars. And we couldn't possibly redeem all the gold for all the dollars that were in circulation. It was a scam. So now what we're seeing, I mean, the whole thing almost unraveled in the late 70s, early 80s, and now we're seeing another situation where that's going to happen again. Might be a little different. Might not be... The same thing that occurs exactly, but there's certainly symptoms of what happened in the 70s happening now. So we're heading towards a major crisis in the dollar, and if you don't have gold or silver or tangible assets, I highly suggest you start getting some. Protect yourself. I mean, the value of gold or silver is not going to go to zero, and that's just the bottom line. So you have the Federal Reserve saying they're going to cut interest rates again, just to... You know, it's clearly they're trying to destroy the dollar intentionally, like, to consolidate wealth for the banking industry. That's my gut instinct. And then on top of that, they're going to try to bring in this North American currency. That's another part of their plan. I'm sure they're trying to figure out how they're actually going to do it. But really, they're trying to engineer a crisis to consolidate wealth within just a few financial institutions. I mean, you see Bank of America, it looks like they're going to buy out Countrywide, the biggest mortgage company in the United States. They're going to consolidate into them. So you're already starting to see the consolidation take place. It's just crazy. Just read my website, roguegovernor.com. You can take a look at all these stories. I mean, you got gold at what? $890 an ounce? Silver at $16 an ounce? I mean, we're seeing massive amounts of inflation right now. And it's not good for your bank account. Let's move on to another story. UN says prepare for flu pandemic and economic hit. You got the United Nations saying this. And this is an article from Reuters, just unbelievable. They're saying the world needs to do more to prepare for the dramatic economic impact of the next flu pandemic. And meanwhile, I heard this story when I was going to work today, how they're setting up all of these biological sensors in the cities. And how it's such a good thing to fight terrorism. Well, what they're going to do is they have a fake bioterror attack, freak out everybody, and cause a mass panic. Can you imagine if they staged some phony bioterror attack and set off all these sensors? I would not put it past these people. These people are crazy. So I wouldn't doubt that they're thinking of something like this. So you see the propaganda that's being put out there by the United Nations saying, oh, well, there's probably going to be a flu pandemic or some sort of bioterror attack. Gets people conditioned to this. And all the movies, you had that movie, I Am Legend, where they actually said, oh, 90% of the population died due to this bioweapon, I don't know if it was a bioweapon, but it was either a bioweapon or some sort of disease, and it just killed everybody. I forget the exact plot, but and then you also had $6 gasoline price in the movie. It was just blatant propaganda right out there in the film. And this film was set in the year 2012. So that's what's coming down the pipe. You see it with all the science fiction, the propaganda. It's social engineering. But anyway, we'll be back on the other side, last segment here, and we'll cover some more news. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
All right, welcome back to the show. Unfortunately, I only got a few minutes left, but I encourage you to go to my website, roguegovernment.com. You should see some of these crazy news stories we're dealing with. We have this toll agency in California. They want to have the power to seize cars. That's a news story. It's up on my website. Just complete insanity. What else do we have here? U.S. blacklisting Iranian commander and some Syrian TV station because, oh, he's funding insurgents. There's more propaganda, just escalating the whole situation over there. Oh yeah, we got John Kerry. He's endorsed Barack Obama. Of course, the establishment media is covering that. They think that's the biggest news story out there. and just completely ridiculous. Millions of young abusing cough medicine. That's an Associated Press article. Of course, cough medicine is a proven fraud. It doesn't actually help anything. It's just poison for young kids. FBI wiretaps dropped to unpaid bills. They didn't pay their bills, so they couldn't wiretap people anymore. That's how incompetent this government is. Then I got some news about Blackwater using CS gas on people and the U.S. bombing all these crazy people in Iraq, so-called insurgents. They dropped like 40,000 pounds worth of bombs on them today. Just complete madness. Just check out my website and see the insanity for yourself. But anyway, we have Phil on the line, and Phil, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the debates tonight.
Yes, sir. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, you know, you could tell that Fox was favoring McCain because he got apparently most of the questions. They kind of put Ron Paul towards the end, and they did. They asked him questions, but they didn't go to him as frequent as they did McCain. But Ron Paul, when it came to talking about fiscal responsibility and the true state of our economy, you could look at the other candidates, and they were like deers with headlights, with the headlights shining in their eyes, because it's like they didn't have a clue of what he was talking about. And the sad thing is, I think that a lot of the American people don't understand what's really going on, because, you know, the other guys sugarcoated the economy that, you know, they're going to lower taxes and go ahead and that's going to help our economy, when Ron Paul's response was that lowering the interest rates and stuff, and Ron Paul was telling them, look, that's what's going to kill our dollar. And towards the end, Fox had a poll where they thought who was the best candidate, and they all voted for Thompson. Then they said, well, who was the worst candidate? And you know, I don't trust Fox for anything.
Frank Lutz character, or did he bring out all his actors?
Yeah, I think they were all actors, because one of them slipped, because they asked one lady a question, and she said, we, and then she said, I mean, I. So, and then they asked, well, who do you think did the worst? And they all said Ron Paul. I mean, you know how Fox is. But you could tell that Brent Hume disdain that he had for Ron Paul. But, I mean, Paul held his own, especially when it came to the economy and talking about the truth as far as we sell arms. There was one point where they're talking about, they're trying to get on him about Israel. When he came back with, he says, well, you know, if we care so much about Israel, why are we arming the Arabs, you know?
Right, absolutely. And hey, we're flat out of time, but I appreciate you calling in and commenting on the debate. That's right. Interesting about that focus group. Frank Lutz, that guy is a clear propagandist for the New World Order. We caught him putting the same person in two separate, supposedly randomly chosen focus groups. The guy is a liar and a fraud. We'll analyze that tomorrow, I can assure you. Anyway, I'm just out of time. Rick Adams is next. Get out there and fight the New World Order. These people are a bunch of criminals. Take it easy.